This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We are joined today by a very clever creator and writer of a wonderful new show, Jack Frost the Musical. And the gal we adore from her last visit here at Joy, she was the lead in Legally Blonde. It's Sam Hagen. Thank you for
and
popping.
And Joseph May Desmond.
Joseph May Desmond.
Yeah, everyone always gets that wrong.
Look, this is a brand new musical, and it's like the world premiere is going to be here in Melbourne. But I remember, Joseph, you got to tell us about, it's called Jack Frost the Musical. Mm-hmm. But when I first heard it, I just assumed it was something. Like, in my head, Jack Frost was something that existed. Like, it's...
We all know of
Jack Frost. So I was like, oh, I don't know if I've seen that musical, but it's one you've made up. Yeah. So tell us about it.
I think that's interesting that you said that, because there's been so many, representations of Jack Frost in, pop culture media, movies and stuff like that. And there's actually quite a bit about him from, other countries around the world. So I guess we sort of, molded lots of the folklore together to make our version of Jack Frost.
And what is your version of Jack Frost? This is how do we make Jack Frost a musical?
Well, I guess he is the creator of the seasons. I guess that's generally accepted around the world that he was the creator of the seasons. And he also, funnily enough, his first season was autumn, even though he's winter-esque.
Yeah. Which is what we're in now, which you can feel it very much.
And Jack is out in full force today.
I feel like it's winter, though.
Torrential rain outside.
Yeah. So we just created that sort of version of Jack Frost, and he is sort of like their deity in this show. It's the person everyone looks up to in this show. He's magical. He has a lot of power, but he's not a bad guy.
Okay. He's not a bad guy.
No, not in this version.
The little finger went up. He's not a bad guy. So remember, not a bad guy.
Yeah.
Now, Sam.
Yes.
We just heard that you've got some big congratulations in order. A Green Room Award nomination for Best Lead in a Musical for Legally Blonde.
Yes. It was
congratulations.
Amazing. I did not expect it at all. The show wasn't on, most of the things that get nominated for these kind of awards are open for months at a time. And, some of the other nominees in the category are in, one of them, Zoe's in Come From Away, which has been here forever.
So I don't think it's ever going to go.
Yeah, it's here forever.
And it's a fantastic show. Definitely go and see. But I'm telling you, is that Natalie Abbott, she's going down, isn't she? You're out to take Natalie off.
Absolutely not. Look, honestly, I think it was just one of those things that I was saying the other day. I did the show and I'm an incredibly nostalgic person. So the second that the show finished, I just was like, that's great. I'm going to wrap it up in a little mental box and put it away. And now it's there. And then all these nominations came out and all of a sudden it's just like, oh my God, it's coming back and this, that, and everything else. So it was just nice that the show got acknowledged considering how short it was on.
The season was. Yeah, correct. You got some 5-star ratings when it comes to that.
We did.
But so Sam, that lets you know what you're going to get, guys. Sorry. Yeah. That means
Sam, what's the character you're playing, Jess? Jack Frost.
So I'm playing Violet Flowers. So she is a descendant and sort of a representation of spring.
Oh.
So she wears a lovely purple power suit in the show. It's great. And she is the newly elected mayor of Vansnova, which is the town that Jack Frost is sort of, the musical is set in. And so, you meet her probably halfway through Act 1. And she kind of takes on almost a mothering role to Stella, who's played by Taylor Murr, and she kind of comes in and out. She's a bit bossy, she's a bit brassy, very good at what she does, not rude, but it's fun sort of playing a bit of a powerhouse role and getting to walk around and everyone just kind of follows you around and it's really fun.
Well, Sam, you've just come off an international show, just say Legally Blonde, because it's, these things come from overseas and they come here. I mean, we've just got a brand new show, Joseph, that you've written here called Jack Frost. But as an actor, how important is it to actually be acting in Australian-made, written, shows.
Oh, it's completely different. And the fact, I think it has a different energy around it. I think it's always when you get into a big international show, you're like, oh my God, I'm doing this thing. And then when you come back and you're looking at a book where the lyrics, the music, the orchestrations, the scenes, everything is written by Australians and it's being presented for an Australian audience. It's always incredibly special. I mean, I was in the last production of Priscilla, and so I got like a small taste of that, but we were also like the second production of it. So it wasn't as, it doesn't feel as special, but it does when you are a part of the, you know, original and the first showing of an Australian work.
Because you
really
guys
amazing.
Are bringing it to life, you know. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's words on a paper or a song, you know, song words.
Yeah.
So you guys are actually first time bringing it to life. You don't have anyone to look back at.
And it's also great to have the team in the room because, you know, we were working a scene the other day and we were like, well, we couldn't decide whether this was going to be set inside the apartment or outside the apartment. So then we just had a couple of trial runs where we changed some of the dialogue to see how it works. And like, you don't really get that experience when you're doing
something,
you know,
that you have to word for word do right, otherwise you're not ticking boxes.
Yeah, I feel like there's more room for interpretation of
an evolution.
Correct.
Exactly.
Well, Joseph, as a composer and a writer as well, how important is it, same type of question, but that the audience actually get behind and we go to look at these Australian productions?
Well, I guess it's really important because I know so many composers and writers who are like, I really want original work to be out there, and it is there, but if audiences aren't coming to see it, then it's not going to get the, I guess, notoriety that it deserves.
Well, we need the Arts Centre to pick up these Australian shows to be out there. You're right. So the more we go to these little ones in down in Chapel or places like that, there's more chance for that to go mainstream.
100%.
Yeah.
And it's good work as well. The Australian writers are really good at what they do.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what we want to hear. We want to know that Australia is making good content because that's what we want to be seeing. Now, you are doing something very special for Joy listeners today, aren't you? There's a special discount code that only Joy listeners do. We'll put it up on our socials and stuff like that to make sure that you get there.
Yay.
And it's family friendly.
Yeah, it
so
is.
So it's for everybody.
Yeah, 100%. Of course, Jack Frost is going to appeal to the kids and stuff like that, but there's definitely stuff in there for the adults and jokes and stuff.
I think Jack in its as a whole character is kind of like left up to interpretation, so I think you can kind of, you don't really see him for a lot of the show and they speak about him, so I imagine that probably a lot of kids would see him a certain way and then the adults would come in and see him a different way, so kind of it's definitely a show that's for everybody.
Wow, well that sounds great. Look, we've got what do you know what the code is just yet? What is
so
the code?
It's to celebrate the start of autumn.
Yes.
It's Autumn Frost is the code.
Autumn Frost.
Yeah, but don't all repeat it word. Because we're going to put in our social medias and we'll make you come there. No, that's not
Look, thank you so much for coming in. Jack Frost the musical will premiere in Melbourne on March the 17th at St Martin's Arts Centre in South Yarra. How long is it the run for?
It's just for a week.
A week?
Yeah.
Excellent. Tickets for this magical and family-friendly musical are on sale now at ticketbooth.com.au and start from just $35. Find out more about the show on the Facebook Jack Frost a Musical and their Instagram Jack Frost Musical. Thank you so much, guys.
Wake up with Tom and Jess Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.